Yes.
If you get a situation where you've got a venue but you don't have your 20 people, I'm just wondering if that might be something that you could post on the website if people are aware that the venue exists.
What happens is, once we get a church that says they want to sponsor it, we send out email messages. So the church is within about a 50-mile radius. We send them to the Christian schools, homeschool organizations. We just send those out a couple of times to each place. It takes a couple of times.
Do you also have an email list?
We don't really have an email list. I just want to take a look at all the Baptist churches, the Calvary Chapel Church, some churches we don't bother with. And then we take a look at the Christian schools, and I'm very good at getting email names off of there. And if I have a church, I'll send it to the education person, the head pastor, and about three different people in there. But you know what happens to emails. Yeah, one of them might open it. And then you send it again. And then you keep doing it at the Christian schools. Sometimes Christian schools are put their teachers up there and how they email. So I looked around with the Bible teacher, with the science teachers, and maybe a couple others, the principal. So we send a lot of emails out. And sometimes we'll even do phone calls to follow up, which makes a big difference. And then, suppose you only have 18. Well, we've done that before. We've done 15 before. The idea is, we don't want money to be the obstacle. We want to do the training. After all, it's all God's money, isn't it? So we just ask Him for money. We don't ask for anything. We ask Him for money. He'll tap the individuals on the shoulder. But that's what we'll do. We'll come for... We like to have 20 because we don't want to lose a lot of money. Don't stay in ministry very long that way. So does that answer your question, Pete? You had another question.
Are you aware that, I guess maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and unless I'm mistaken, the Canadian government ruled that a baby does not become human until it leaves the mother's body.
So when?
It leaves the mother's body. Oh. It allows them to do the, you know, the abortion.
That's even worse than Planned Parenthood had about 25 years ago. Planned Parenthood was better than that. They said it wasn't a human until the third trimester. But now Canada's gone that far.
And this is where we have a quote-unquote conservative government with a majority of the government.
That means partial birth abortion is still legal. We've at least gotten rid of that in most of the states. Wow. Savage Nation. There's a book that way. There's a movie. Savage Nation.
One question I was wondering about. You said the gave a person before the foundation of the earth. Now these sperm and eggs, there seems to be random how they join together. How does God know?
Well, God knows the beginning from the end.
You think He knows which we're trying
to do? Absolutely. He knows everything we're going to do before we even knew it. But if He didn't, He wouldn't be a very good prophet. We wouldn't have any prophecy in the Bible, would we? Mm-hmm. He has to know everything from the beginning. Yet He's the creator of all things. If He did, He would be no different than much of the angels. So He had to know. He knows everything. He knows every tiny little cell, every piece of information, every DNA. Because His wisdom is unsearchable. Yeah, that was a good question. Yes?
I was just wondering about the cord blood for stem cells. Do most people keep them for themselves for that baby that's born when that baby gets older?
Well, most people don't keep it at all because most people don't know about this.
Right.
Yeah.
But those who do,
yes,
I
think
it's quite costly as well.
It can be costly because you're going to have to store it. And now, your wisdom teeth, you can also do that. And part of your teeth, you can actually get stem cells from there and save those. And, but it is costly to save some of these things.
Is it still just as beneficial to donate it?
Sure.
Just given the possibility of rejection?
Well, the adult stem cells don't have the rejection like the embryonic stem cells do. So you can actually take notice of some of those. There was a donor involved in adult stem cells. With the adult stem cells, we haven't got the tissue rejection yet. We may in the future, but we haven't had that problem yet with the adult stem cells. And part of that is because they're further along the way in development than embryonic ones are. Yes?
If life is defined as having 46 chromosomes,
yes.
What do we do with chromosome anomalies?
Down syndrome. It's still 46 unique chromosomes, but they have an extra copy of chromosome number 21. So it's still 46 unique. And there's another case in there, they have a copy of, I can't remember the name of the disease is. But it's another copy of the chromosome. So it's still 46.
So are all chromosome anomalies just copies?
Right.
Oh.
Or damaged. question. Yes.
There's a cord blood advertisement on the TV.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah. So that's happening in Canada.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. In America, we're making some headway in America. We have Planned Parenthood on the ropes on several states now. Unfortunately, our president is overturning some of them. We've actually stopped funding, federal funding, for several Planned Parenthoods in some states, but our president's come back trying to overrule every one of those. So we have a major battle going on, and we are making some headway. Yeah. We need a long ways to go. Long ways to go. Any other questions? Yes, sir?
For the adult stem cell procedures, how do people get involved in that? Is that just experimental at this stage, or...?
Some of it is still experimental. Some of it's pretty sound at this point. But again, I'd say a lot of it's still experimental. But sometimes it works, and we're not sure how it's actually going to work. Because we inject them in there, and they keep track of what's going on, and they can actually see what the cells are doing.
Okay, so could someone with a certain medical condition go to that particular hospital?
Yes.
And recommend that, or ask for that?
Absolutely. Yes, you can ask about it. A lot of doctors are not very familiar with the adult. You have to be careful the doctors you're going to. It's kind of like, any athletes in here? Anybody an athlete? There was only certain kinds of doctors I would go to as an athlete, because the general doctor didn't have a clue how to treat athletes. So we have the same problem here. Because what do doctors typically like to do? Give you pills. And that doesn't really get to the bottom line most of the time. Yes, sir.
You were saying that there are three types of adult stem cells. Are different ones of those used for different types of treatments?
Or three different types? No, there's only really adult stem cells is what we basically have.
The
The ectoderm, mesoderm, and endoderm.
Yeah.
That's when it divides up from the embryonic stem cells in three layers. And each one of those adult stem cells in the ectoderm develop into specific organs in the body, such as the brain, spinal cord, skin, eyes, and things like that. The one in the mesoderm develop into specific ones like the heart, the blood cells, and the muscles.
But they're still capable of being...
Right. We can actually work with those now and change them to become any kind of cell in the body.
Huh. So does the source of the stem cells matter then? Like if it's umbilical cord versus from the skin?
Not a lot anymore. Nope, sure doesn't. It takes a little engineering to do some of that. But also, the issue should be a dead issue now, because now we can use normal skin cells and reprogram them to be all the capability of embryonic stem cells to become any cell in the body. There's still a lot of work to be done on that, but that's the area they're growing to now. The person who cloned Dolly is now into this regenerative medicine. He's given up all the other stuff. He's for reprogramming skin cells. So he's made a change. Yes. Okay. No other questions? Oh, yes. Go ahead.
One is on the question of adult stem cells. I'm probably on the wrong track here, but the issue with the telomeres, like as our cells generate,
yes,
and they get shorter, with adult stem cells, is there an issue with telomeres?
With adult stem cells, no, because they're your own cells. So they're going to be the same length. But you did bring right. Let me bring something else up, then I'll get with your question. Telomeres, they get shorter and shorter and shorter. About mid-1990s, something new was discovered. We already knew about telomeres, but something called telomerase. Telomerase was discovered. This was very interesting, because it goes the opposite direction we normally think things go. We normally go from DNA. We transcribe those instructions on the RNA. Then RNA goes outside the nucleus, because DNA never goes outside the nucleus. Goes outside the nucleus and has all the instructions for building proteins. So it goes DNA, RNA, build proteins. But telomerase goes the opposite direction and builds back up the telomeres. Now, where do we find this telomerase? Almost exclusively in cancer cells. Which means cancer cells are basically immortal. That's one of the reasons. What they're trying to do now is figure out ways to get that telomerase out of the cancer cells so they will self-destruct. So you won't have to use chemotherapy or certain radiation. So that's what they're looking at. They're also looking at maybe putting telomerase into other parts of the body, but we have to be very careful there because we may create some new kinds of cancers. So this is a very delicate area, but it could be a very powerful area for cancer patients. Those chemotherapy, folks, is a pretty rough treatment. Pretty rough treatment on people. Yeah, you have a question. Oh, okay. You were just waving at me.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so we no longer have to say adult stem cells pluripotent. It can be omnipotent.
Right. Exactly right. Very good. Meaning they can become any kind of cell. I don't use that. I don't hear those words too much. Well said. Yes.
Last question.
Last question.
This is quasi bad theological question, maybe, but when we were talking about cloning, and I was about Dolly, and I was thinking, well, eventually they will do whatever they put their minds to, and they'll
sure
be human if they haven't already. And I was thinking, where would the spirit come from? Like, I'm thinking like death or something.
Okay.
But
would it be a soulless child?
Yeah.
Well, remember, what a cloned animal is, it's a genetically identical. It's also like an identical twin. So the belief is, yes, it would have a soul spirit, just an identical twin. We're not creating anything new, we're just shifting things around. Now, personal belief, I don't think it would be a soulless zombie. I think it would be a child with a soul and a spirit. Because it goes through the same type of motions as everything else inside the mother's womb. Because that's where they put the egg once they transplanted the DNA. So, yes, I still think it would have a soul. Can I prove it? Well, not exactly. But,
yeah,
but it seems to go through all the same process. Great question. Okay. We have resources back there.
Did you? I do.
You're okay.
I lost.
Tell me that before you even had it. Wow.
I was treated for radiation or with radiation for a pituitary tumor, and now I don't have pituitary at all, and as a result, I'm type 1 diabetic and have had eye problems and. Infection in this eye. I now am blind in this eye. Where do you go to hear about stem cell? Like, is there, is it?
There's no one place you can now. A lot of times you can just go on the internet and look at a locality, stem cell research, or look for hospitals where they do this. You can find a lot of this on the internet. And they'll get the phone numbers and places to call.
There is places
in yes.
Canada, Alberta.
Yes.
No. So you go to the internet
yes.
stem cell research.
Yes, where they're doing it. Now be careful about some of these things where they sell pills for that these stem cells are supposed to be on. Whether they work or not, that has not been verified. Some people say, yes, I take these pills that are stem cells, and they make me feel a lot better. Talk to people, make me feel a lot better. Right? There hasn't been scientific research to verify this yet. What it is people selling drugs. And it could be nothing more than placebos. More research has to be done on this. So be very careful of that kind of stuff. Get the real stuff. Not pills. Okay. Now we're ready for the resources. Look at all those wonderful resources just waiting to be gift wrapped for Christmas. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Where are we going to be tomorrow? Somewhere else. Tomorrow I'm doing a talk, a very biblical related talk called Genesis and Biblical Discernment. Let me show you the importance of understanding the book of Genesis. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for coming out.